Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about different ways for you to increase your customer lifetime value.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So the idea here is, you have a business, you have a startup, you have customers. Congratulations, right? But a lot of people out there, a lot of businesses out there, the way you start is that, you know, you're trying to build something people care about. You get some, you know, early customers, and then eventually you start figuring out how, you know, you start asking more questions about how healthy is my business model, how much revenue are we really making per customer, and then also how are we going to grow this business. And the answer to how you grow it, what kind of challenge you're going to have to acquire more customers, is strongly influenced and dictated by how much money you're making per customer. Because, you know, the more money you make, the more options you have in how much money you can spend to acquire a customer. So I wanted to just chat with you. You have so much experience. We both have advised, helped, and built so many different businesses and experimented with this a lot. So for people that are out there that are like, you know, I'm making money, but I'm not making that much money per customer, how can I make more money? What are my ways to increase my customer lifetime value? Let's just bang a few of these out there and give people like a framework that they can go through if they are in that spot and they're looking to increase the revenue and profits they make per customer.
Yeah. You know, the truth is, like, there's not that many ways to increase customer lifetime value. And it's really just about breaking down what are the different opportunities that you have in your business. And, you know, we could get into really complex things like change your customer, right?
Yep.
So what I'm curious about, Stelly, is like, what guardrails would you like to put on the discussion on this one?
So let's do this. Let's actually focus on the few basic simple ways that you can do with your installed customer base. And then once we bang through those, we could say, hey, if you think through all these or you've tried all these and you're still not making enough money, then the only alternatives are A, B, and C without going too much detail on how to execute on these things.
Cool. So one way is you get more money from existing customers by selling them something more, right?
Yep.
Another way is you just raise your prices.
Yeah.
Which is a very common piece of advice that almost everybody gives to everybody else in SaaS, especially. And probably in almost any category, because whatever you're charging, you're probably not charging enough, is kind of the thesis. I could argue that point, but like, that is the second way.
Let me stop you right there real quick and let me ask you this question. I think I know the answer, but I still want to ask the question, which is, have you, out of the hundreds or even the thousands of founders that you've ever met, have you ever met a startup where your first piece of advice after talking to them was, whoa, your price is way too high?
It's rare, but it happens.
It happens. I've never had this case before.
Yeah. Maybe I've had it once or twice because someone's just being ridiculous, right? They're like, oh, I think small, medium businesses are going to pay me $2,000 a month. Actually, wait, hold on. What do they pay for every day, you know, and every month? And can they even afford that? And how important is what you're doing? So I literally, that was the exact discussion.
Okay.
That was probably only once.